It's by Jan Richardson, and it's titled, How the Light Comes. I cannot tell you how the light comes. What I know is that it is more ancient than imagining, that it travels across an astounding expanse to reach us, that it loves searching out for what is hidden, what is lost, what is forgotten, or in peril, or in pain. That it has a fondness for the body, for finding its way toward flesh, for tracing the edges of form, for shining forth through the eye, the hand, the heart. I cannot tell you how the light comes, but that it does, that it will, that it works its way into the darkest, darkest dark that unfolds you. Though it may seem long ages in coming, or arrive in a shape you did not foresee. And so, on this day, may we turn ourselves towards it. May we lift our faces and let it find us. May we bend our bodies to follow the arc that it makes. May we open and open more and open still to the blessed light that comes. This is the season of light, solstice, Hanukkah, Christmas, all festivals of light, festivals of hope, anticipation, miracle. When the light returns from the darkness, when the one day supply of oil lasted for 8 days, anticipation of the birth of a Savior. Tonight will be the longest night of the year. In times when people only had light from oil or candles, the return of the light was celebrated. For even though there were winter days ahead, there would be light. When the sun rises tomorrow, it will be the beginning of the return of the light. And from now until the summer solstice, each day will get a little longer. So on this solstice day, we anticipate the return of the light, the birth of a Savior, the start of a new year. What are you waiting for? What are you hoping for? What do you anticipate that this season of light will bring?